One day.
Okay, so what we're gonna do now is a new sugya. Sugya is Erev Tav Shilin. Okay, Erev Tav Shilin, which is basically the mechanism whereby one could prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So when we have, for instance, like this year, like 3 day Yantifs, so in order to cook or to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so one places an Erev Tav Shilin, and that permits it. Okay? But the question is, well, how does that work? I mean, that's basically the whole parak, and what we're going to do, the second parak of Beitza is all about that. It's all about this Erev Tav Shilin. So in order to do that, though, so Erev Tav Shilin is a derabbanan institution. Okay? I mean, all Erevs are, I think. Yeah. So it's a derabbanan institution. But prior to studying the derabbanan institution of how we cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so we have to understand the deoraisa halacha. Right? I mean, are we allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos deoraisa? Are we not? Right, and it's under that platform which we study the Derabanan. So, I'm not sure exactly how I realized that, but when I started doing the thing, like you start doing the Perek, and you start learning about Erev Tav Shilin, you start realizing you don't know what the Deraisa is, and it's just very hard to find your way without knowing the Deraisa. So it turns out this Gemara in Psachim, Mem Vav Mem Beis, really talks about the Deraisa and sets the stage for the discussion of the Derabanan. So, I mean, that's kind of the way learning goes sometimes. I mean, you can't really be wed to a particular daf or a particular parak or a particular anything. You got to be willing to turn the pages or open up the mesachtas and be ready to look elsewhere. I mean, if you limit yourself to one dot, to one place, you'll often miss the point. So, we're going to digress, and it may be for a little bit. I don't know exactly how long, but certainly more than just a day. You know, maybe two, maybe a week, we'll see. But we got to do this Gemara Mesachim. Okay, it's really interesting. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. It's, again, it's Pesachim and Vavam Adbeis Itmar. Who's it, 10th line? Okay, Itmar. Ha'ofem e'yom tov l'chol. Okay, so basically, what's the deal? Are you allowed to cook on Yantav? So, Yantav, cooking is one of the 39 malachos. But on Yantav, you're allowed to do malachos for ochal nafesh. Okay, which means basically for, I guess for your needs, for the needs of Yantif, or for your food preparation. Right? So we cook, right? We cook on Yantif. Now, you're allowed to cook things that you need for Yantif. So here are the questions. Let's say I cook for a chol, for a weekday. Okay, I'm not cooking for Yantif. I have a big party on Motzei Yantif. Okay, and I want to cook on Yantif. Say, hey, I'm allowed to cook anyways. Might as well cook for tonight, for after Yantif. So what happens? So Rav Chista Amar Loka. Yechayev Malchus. Okay? Rava Omarina Loka. Okay, I think violating Malacha and Yantif is just a lav. You don't get, like, Shabbos, you get stoned. I think for Malacha and Yantif is just a lav. So Rav Chizza says you get lashes. Rava says, no, you don't. So Rav Chizza Amar Loka, Lo Omarina Naholu Miklo Ilai Orchem Chazilai. Okay, you don't say, okay, this is what it revolves around. Do you say, Hoel? Hoel means since. Okay, it's a shorthand for since if guests come, then it will be fit. It will be fit for today. Because again, you're cooking on Yantif, let's say 4 o'clock on Yantif afternoon. Okay? Now you already ate lunch. 4 o'clock Yantif afternoon. Now you're cooking for Yantif night, for Motzei Yantif, right? 9 o'clock at night, you have a party. So if guests come though at 4:30, then I'll give it to them, and it'll be fit for Yantif. So it's true, that's not my intent to cook for those guests, but if they do come, it will be fit for them. So you could argue, so therefore it kind of is for Yantif. It's not actually for Yantif right now, but since, how will, if they come, it would be fit for today. So therefore, so therefore it's considered like it's fit. Right? So Rav Chis says you don't say that. You don't say, since if guests would come, it would be fit. Rabba Amrina, Loki Amrina, and Hawel. You do say Hawel. So let's see Rashi. It says, Okay, lo mein hava hilkach. Oops, wrong one. Hov mein to v'chol la'achar she'achal, after you eat, v'gomar siudasa, and you finish your meal. De'pshita lan de'lo chazi le'midi ha'edna ad orta shu'chol, because it's pashut to us, it's simple to us, that it's not, nothing's fit for you today until tonight, which is the weekday. You already ate lunch. You're not going to be eating it now. You already had your lunch. Right? Okay. It's funny that... what's funny about this? Also, look at me some else come lach. I'll go back in a second. Lokem ha'ol miklay le'archem archem she'yutshrichem lepas zehayom. Since if guests come who need this bread today, so therefore it's considered fit.
Okay.
What's funny about this Rashi? He says he cooked for Yom Tov. It's after you ate and you completed your meal, and it's clear to us that it's not going to be for today. It's not going to be fit until it's not for today, but it's for tonight, which is chol. What's funny about that, Rashi? You're right. What does Rashi have to say? Anything? I mean, she's right. It just says over Yom Tov chol means if you cook from Yom Tov to chol, cook from Yom Tov to weekday. So you're cooking on Yom Tov for the purpose of the weekday. That's right. That's, we know what that means. It's very easy what that means. We know what it means. You're not cooking to eat it today. You're cooking to eat it tonight. But he says, Rashi constructs a case. It's after you finished your meal. After you finished your meal. And it's simple to us that it's not for today, but it's for tonight, which is a weekday. Right? I mean, what does Rashi have to say that he can construct this case? Where it's obvious to us that it's not for Yom Tov. Let me just say we cooked from Yom Tov the whole. Right? What does he have to? Why does he have to do that? What do you mean it's obvious to us? I mean, just what did he do? What did the guy do? Was he cooking for Chol? Was he cooking for Yom Tov? Okay, you mean it sounds to Rashi, right? You're saying it sounds to Rashi that if you cooked it, let's say in the morning, but you were doing it for tonight, you cooked it before lunch. But you do it for tonight, then maybe it wouldn't matter, then it would be okay. Right? It would be okay. Yeah, but why isn't that considered over Yom Tov l'chol? I mean, then it's okay. But you're cooking for Yom Tov. Right? You're cooking for chol. What does he mean, pshita lan? See, I'm not sure if he just means. I mean, I'll tell you what. Just a pshat answer to this question. I mean, I'm not sure. Maybe there's something deeper to this, and there's a svara. I'm not sure, but a pshat answer is we're talking about giving the guy malchus. We're not asking them. I mean, the Gemara's not saying is it mutter or is it asar, right? Is it prohibited or is it permitted? It's not asking that. I mean, we don't know. Does everyone agree it's prohibited? Just the question whether you give the guy lashes. It's a good question, but I mean that's what it's discussing. Rabba's saying you're actually going to give him lashes. So you could, Rav Chisda. So you could say, how do you know? How do you know what he's cooking for? So it's one thing if you're talking about, are you allowed to do it? So then you'll just say, Ofim Yom Tov Chol means if you're doing it for that purpose. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about here whether you give the guy lashes. So you give the guy lashes, so Bezdin's going to have to whip the guy. How does Bezdin know what he was cooking for? Right? How do they know what he was cooking for? Right? It's in his head. So we could say that Rashi's constructing a case where it's pshita lan. It's obvious to us what he's cooking for. He just ate lunch. He's stuffed. He just had his big Yom Tov meal. Now he's cooking. What's he cooking for? He's cooking for chol. It's clear to us. But if it were earlier in the day, if he's cooking in the morning, so how do you know what he's doing? And if he tell you, I don't know, do you believe a guy? Is he going to give him less because you believe him? I don't know if you necessarily believe a guy. He tells you that. Maybe that's not what he's doing. He's like a witness. He's not trustworthy if he's for himself. You can't make yourself into a Rasha. That's a principle. You can't testify about yourself like that. So it could be Rashi is just working out the pshat of the thing. Not, of course, you're not only allowed to do that if you're cooking for Yom Tov Chol. But if you're actually cooking for them. But since the discussion here is whether you give the guy malchus, so you have to pick a case where how are we supposed to know what he was thinking? So he picks a case where it's obvious. Right, you with me? So let's go with that for now. I mean, maybe it's not. It could be there's really an idea that Rashi's actually saying it depends. It doesn't matter what he's thinking. But I mean, the Gemara doesn't sound like that. The Gemara says, "Over me out to the hole. You're cooking for you from me out to the hole." Doesn't say after your meal. Could just be Rashi's filling in a question you may have. How are we ever supposed to know? How's Bezdin ever supposed to know that? So the only way Bezdin could actually know it is based upon the fact that it's pshita. And that's why he says pshita lan. It's pasha to us. So it means to us. Who's us? It means the Bezdin. To the Bezdin who's going to whip him. Right? Because otherwise he should have said it differently. If he means that pshita lan implies that it's in the mind of the Bezdin. If he meant that it because it's objectively, don't say pshita lan, just say because some other svar. You know, because it's then that's the only way the action could be used, or I don't know, something like that. But let's leave it up. But for now, let's go with that. It's kind of a pshat answer, but I think it fits well with the Lashon of what Rashi's saying. Okay, so basically, machlokas is, do you say ho'ol or do you not say ho'ol? Do you say, since if guests come, then it will be, this, since guests may come, and then it will be for Yantif, so therefore I'm not going to get whipped. I'm not violating the prohibition, or I'm not whipped. Or you don't say that. You don't say since if they come. If they come, they come. They haven't come. Right now, there are no guests. And you're basically just cooking for a shchol. Maybe guests will come. Who cares? Maybe. But right now, they're not. There's no guests, and you're basically cooking for a chol. So you whip the guy. So that's the machlokas about ho'ol. And I don't really want to get into the machlokas whether you say ho'ol or not. I'm sorry if you guys thought about that. That's what you guys are working on. Okay. Okay, it's a universal question, ho'ol. I mean, this is jumping in the middle of this gemara here. Do you say ho'ol? I mean, ho'ol is, I think it's a shas question, whether you say ho'ol. As other applications, it's, I don't, maybe at some point we'll get into it, but for now I want to use it, you know, take it as a given for our purposes, okay? Okay. Okay, so fine. So therefore what? Okay, so now the gemara, let's go further than the gemara. Okay? Further than the gemara. So now it says like this, is, So, Amar le Rabba lo Rav Chista. Okay, so Rav Chista is the one who gives him, who whips him. Who doesn't say ho'ol. Right? Doesn't say ho'ol. Lidi dach de amrat lo amrina ho'ol. According to you, you don't say ho'ol, right? So you hold that basically you get whipped for cooking for miyantif tachol. Heich ofid miyantif l'shabbos. How could you cook from miyantif to Shabbos? How are you allowed to cook, right? How are you allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos, for after Yontif? Isn't after Shabbos is after Yontif. How are you allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos? Rashi, Ilav de Amrinan Ha'uli, Michael Yarchim Chazilei Kulal Yontif. Unless you say, since if guests come, it will all be fit for Yontif. So therefore, that's why you're allowed to cook for Shabbos, because Ha'uli. Because really, you say maybe it's not really for Shabbos, it's for Yontif, because maybe guests will come. So if you say the principle of Ho'el, then I can understand that you're allowed to cook for Shabbos. But if you don't say Ho'el, so basically you're cooking for after Yontif. What's the difference whether that after Yontif happens to be a weekday or happens to be Shabbos? Right? According to me, I say Ho'el. I say you're allowed to cook for afterwards. Or whatever, you know, whip a guy. So then I could at least understand that you could cook for Shabbos, but according to you, how could you do it? So he answers back, hold on a second. Hold on. He says, Amar Lei, Mishmei Erev Tashilin. Because Erev Tashilin. You can't just cook straight away. The only reason you can cook is because you place an Erev Tashilin, right, before Yontif. You place this food, which reminds you whatever Erev Tashilin is, but you use Erev Tashilin. That's what allows you to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Yontif to Chol, there's an Erev Tashilin, but Yontif to Shabbos, you have an Erev Tashilin. So he says, Mishmei Erev Tashilin, Sharin Esir Deraisa? So this is the oraisa here. You're not allowed to cook for Yontif or after Yontif. So what's an Erev Tashilin going to do? Erev Tashilin is a Darabon institution. If you tell me you're not allowed to cook for Yontif to after Yontif, and if you do, you whip the guy, you have Malchus, apparently it's the oraisa to cook from Yontif to after Yontif. Now you'll say, well, now it's Yontif to Shabbos. So, oh, don't worry, we have an Erev Tashilin. Yeah, but how's an Erev Tashilin, the Darabon institution, going to allow you to cook from Yontif to Shabbos if there's an oraisa? You can't have a Darabon permit you to do this. This is the oraisa. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Amar lei mideoraisa tsarke Shabbos nasin biyantif." So min haTorah, really, you're allowed the needs of Shabbos could be done on yantif. Mideoraisa, you're really allowed to cook from yantif to Shabbos. Yantif to chol to a weekday, you're not allowed to do. Yantif to Shabbos, that you're allowed to do. The min haTorah, right? V'rabonu de gazribe gizera shem yomro from yantif afal chol. And the Rabbanon made a prohibition a decree, lest you'll say, if you just like I could cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, I'm allowed to cook from Yom Tov to a weekday. Right? It's a Darabon, you'll get confused between Yom Tov to Shabbos and Yom Tov to a weekday. And since you place Erev Tov Shilin, that will remind you that the only reason you're allowed to cook for Yontif to after Yontif is because it's Shabbos, and Yontif to Shabbos, and you have an Erev Tov Shilin, which is a reminder. But really, on a regular day, Yontif to a regular weekday, you're not allowed to do. Right? You're not allowed to do.
I have a question.
Yes, correct. So it says Rashi. Okay, so this is his big chiddush here. Right, the big chiddush here is that min haTorah, even though you're not allowed to cook from Yontif to Chol to a weekday, you are allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Okay, that's the big chiddush. That's what the Gemara is changing here. De'oraisa, and it's just a derabbanan. Once you say it's a derabbanan, then we're ready for our whole sugya about Erev Tov Shilin. Okay, if you take that premise, and that's basically what's the premise of our Gemara in Beitza. That there's only an Issa Darabanan to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. And therefore, how do we get around that Issa Darabanan? This Issa Darabanan, because you're going to get confused and say you could cook from Yom Tov to a weekday also. And how the Erev Tov Shilin works to get around this Darabanan problem. But this Gemara here, Amsachim, is dealing with why it's not a De'oraisa problem. Why it's not a De'oraisa problem. Why are you allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos in De'oraisa? Okay, so this Rashi deals with it. So he says, Midiraisa Tsorke Shabbos Nasam Yantav. That's very difficult, Rashi. Okay, he's explaining to you why it is that you're allowed to cook from Yantav to Shabbos. Dichsev Ach Asheye Achel L'chol Nafesh. Because the Torah says, but that which will be eaten for any person. Okay, it's not clear how that's relevant. Okay, but that's the pasuk which tells you you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for ochal nefesh, for eating purposes, right? So it says you're allowed to cook that which will be eaten. You're allowed to do malacha that which will be eaten for people. V'Shabbos v'Yom Tov chad kedusha hi, and Shabbos and Yom Tov are one kedusha, one sanctity. Tetravahu Shabbos ikri, because they're both called Shabbos. They're both called Shabbos. Shavos, the brother of Shvisa. V'chi hechi demutr levashel abobayom. Mutr levashel amachar. And just like you're allowed to cook for this day, for Yom Tov, so too you're allowed to cook for tomorrow, which is Shabbos. So he's saying, in a nutshell, the heter of Tzor Chochel Nefesh, the permit of cooking for the purposes of eating, is not only for the purposes of Ochel Nefesh for Yom Tov, but it's even for the Shabbos, which comes afterwards. Because Shabbos and Yom Tov are one Kedusha, because they're both called Shabbos. Okay? They're both called Shabbos. Okay. Where I guess the Havamina was that you're only allowed to cook on Yom Tov for the needs of Yom Tov, right? Because there's an Issur Malach of Yom Tov, and there's like a Metzai Simchas Yom Tov or something like that. So you're allowed to cook for the purposes of Yom Tov. But Shabbos is a different day. But he's saying that since Yom Tov and Shabbos are one Kedusha, so therefore you could cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos as well. Okay?
This continues?
You're right. Okay, right. So anymore, right. The simplest pshat is here is that it means it's like one continuous day. Shabbos and Yom Tov form like a unit, right? If one continuous unit of Shabbos and Yom Tov is one long day, so therefore I could cook for this long day, this Shabbos Yom Tov day, right? The heter ochel nefesh extends not only to Yom Tov proper, but it applies to the extended Yom Tov, the Kedushas Hayom, and there is a continuous Kedushas Hayom from Shabbos to Yom Tov to Shabbos. And the Heter applies on that entire Kedushas Hayom. And they're both called Shabbos, means it shows you somehow they're like substances. So the Kedushas Hayom is one continuous Shabbos, day of rest. So it's a long day of rest, and the Heter applies for the tzrachim of this entire day of rest. Right? Even though, you know, once Shabbos comes along, you don't have to cook anymore, but it's like the Heter Ochel Nefesh is for the needs of the entire day of rest. Something like that, right? This one Kedusha. The needs of this one long Kedusha.
They have different
Kedusha. Right, I mean, that's true. I mean, honestly, it's true. I mean, Shabbos and Yom Tov aren't exactly one long day. They're different. Right here, there's a malacha. You're allowed to cook on, you know, you're allowed to cook on Shabbos. They're different. You say different tefillahs. I mean, one Shabbos, one's Yom Tov. So it's true. They're both Shabbos. I mean, I'm not even sure where, I didn't look into this, but where exactly is Yom Tov called Shabbos? I mean, the Yom Kippur is called Shabbos. Man, it could just mean, it could mean it means because Shvisa. I mean, it definitely says Tishbos, you know, you should rest. But I don't know if it's called Shabbos. Yom Kippur is called Shabbos. Shabbos, Shabbosom. I don't think Yom Tov is called Shabbos, but it's, I mean, it could be, it just means that there's a din of Shvisa on it. And also, not clear why Rashi is mentioning Achashir Chochol Nefesh. I guess he's just saying it comes under that heter somehow. Okay, so you'd have found it's supposed to be Yom Rishon Shabbason, Yom Hashmini Shabbason by Sukkot. So it calls it Shabbason. Okay, that's close enough. It could be that's what Rashi means. It's Shabbos Ekra. Call it Shabbason, it sounds like it, right? It's a day of Shisa, Shabbason. I'm not sure exactly what different Shabbason and Shabbos is, but it sounds close enough, right? It's probably, is it called Shabbos somewhere? Oh, so apparently, Rabbah, who asked this question, right? Rabbi who asked this question, he would hold that Shabbos, that Yom Tov is only mutter for Yom Tov. Because Yom Tov and Shabbos, he doesn't go for this idea that you're allowed to cook for Shabbos, per se. And the only reason is because he holds by Hoel, and therefore he says, it's just like you do it for a Chol, you can do it for Shabbos. Right? But he doesn't hold that intrinsically, so Chochol Nefesh applies to Shabbos, it's really for Yom Tov.
What does that phrase?
So Chochol Nefesh means the needs for eating.
Can you say slowly?
Tzorach Ochel Nefesh.
Thanks.
Okay. So which means malacha, which is done for the purposes of eating, for your needs. Okay, so right, it sounds like that's a question. Is that when it says the halacha of Tzorach Ochel Nefesh is permitted on Yantif, is it only for Yantif, per se? Or is it Yantif and Shabbos? And Rabbah, so it's only for Yom Tov, but then you have this Hoel deal. I mean, the big question is, it's a good question, is does Hoel allow it? Like, are you allowed to cook that's the question. Does he hold you're allowed to cook for a Chol? You're just allowed to cook on Yom Tov for a Chol for during the week? Or is he just saying you're not going to get Malkus? I mean, I think, it's been a little bit, but I think the Rambam holds, we say Hoel. Yeah, he holds the Zasar. I'm not sure if it's just the Rambam though, but the question is just the Raisa, is the Rabbanan. I mean, it's a good question. We have to see these things. But I mean, somehow you just don't think that's allowed, right? You allowed to cook on Yom Tov Chol, but on the same time, who knows? We don't know. What?
What do you mean?
Maybe.
You say how well.
Okay. Okay. But it doesn't say, for instance, it doesn't say, you know, Rav Chista said, the Rabbi says it's mutter to cook for Yom Tov Chol, and Rav Chista says asar. I mean, you could just say once each of the Chiddush that he Malkus. You know, I mean, you have to teach one side. You have to pick a case. But really, he holds it's permitted. But you'd say, Kochot Neteirat, tell me, you just teach me the Chiddush that he holds it's even permitted.
I mean, you'd say we're arguing about
whether it's Mutter or Asar.
No, you live in like the desert where you for sure not having yes. But you can come up with a case where there definitely aren't any yes. But you're still able to cook.
Right, you're allowed to.
Right.
Right. Okay, so let's look a little further. I'll show you where I want to go. Let's read the Gemara on the bottom of the page. Okay, because I want to get to this Tosus. I mean, Tosus is the very bottom of this page. I'm skipping a little bit. On the bottom of the page, okay, Lechem Hapanim. So, Lechem Hapanim. Ne'echal le tisha la'asara ula acharasa. Lepachas v'yasar. Okay, so basically, they bake these breads every week, and they put them on the shulchan in the Beis Hamikdash, and then they eat them the next week. Okay, so it's saying is, well, what day Are they, he's saying is, on what day are they eaten? So they're eaten either on the 9th, 10th, or 11th day from when they're baked. Okay? Not more, not less. 9, 10, or 11. So, ketzad. How so? Kedarko letisha. Normally it's on the 9th. Nefa b'erev Shabbos. It's baked on Friday. Nechal b'Shabbos. Letisha. So it's eaten as they bake it on the Rashi. It says, Nechal tisha b'ilam b'yom tishi lafiyasa. Nechal b'erev Shabbos. Zu, misadra nosan l'machar. So they bake them on Friday. And then you set them up on Shabbos. Shabbos haba, misalkin also. And then the next Shabbos, you remove them. And you eat them. Hari unechal, the Shabbos haba, l'yom tishi lafiyasa. So if you take the Friday is the first day, day one, Shabbos is day two, and then next Shabbos is day nine. Right? So,
Next
Shabbos. Day nine. Yeah, they eat it on Shabbos. So it's the ninth day. So it's eaten on the ninth day from when you bake it. You bake it on Friday, and then it counts as day one, so then Shabbos is day two, and then 7 days later is also Shabbos is day nine. Okay? Fine. Let's say Yontif is on Friday. So now when are you going to bake it? So Nechal Shabbos La'asara. Then it's going to be eaten on the 10th because you're not allowed to cook it on Friday because Friday is Yontif. So you cook it on Thursday. So then you cook it Thursday is day 1, Friday is day 2, Shabbos is day 3, and then the next Shabbos is day 10. Alright, so it's eaten on the 10th day. And Shneim Tom Shor Hashanah, and if you have Rosh Hashanah comes out, that's 2 days, that's the only 2 day Yontif they had there. So yeah, it's Thursday, Friday is the 2 day Yontif. So you cook it on Wednesday. So Wednesday is 1, Thursday 2, Friday 3, Shabbos 4, and then Shabbos is 11. Then it's Nechal Acharasa, Shabbos Acharasa. So Fishena Docha, lo is Shabbos Los Yontif, because the baking of the bread does not Docha Shabbos or Yontif. So therefore you have to bake it before Shabbos and before Yontif. Okay? V'yomer Tzorchi Shabbos Nasin B'Yontif. And if you're going to tell me that you're allowed to violate, you're allowed to cook on Yontif for the purposes of Shabbos, Amai Lo Docha Yontif. So why can't you cook it? So if Yontif comes out on Friday, let's say, so why can't you cook the bread on Friday for Shabbos? For Shabbos 9 days later. Correct. Okay. So who said there's a problem with that? No, Kedush Achas. Right. That's why I have Kedush Achas here. Chata Kedush underlined. Tosas asked this problem. Right, so it seems like, we'll see, it's not, so what it's saying is that if you tell me you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, so you should be allowed to do it, right? If you, Rav Chista, right, tell me that you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, so why can't you cook on Yontif day one for a fresh Shabbos, day nine? Right, Elamai, what you must say, apparently there's no halacha that you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, right? You're not allowed to. Right? So you see, he's holding it out loud to, I guess, right? So, right? Because otherwise, if you say Hovel, someone says Mutar Piritz Prometicus of Hovel, like, how's he going to explain that? It must be he holds that you're not allowed to, it's just that you don't get Malchus. Right? I think so. Right? Because so why is it only a question on Rava? Why is it only a question on Chisto? Why is it only a question on Rava? You say Hovel. If you say Hovel, you should be allowed to cook from there because maybe guests will come. So, right? So why are you asking on me? Right? Because Rav Chista's holding that it's going to be permitted because you're allowed to cook Yontif to Shabbos. Right? Rabbah doesn't buy that. He says he doesn't go Yontif to Shabbos. So then why are you... So how does he can explain why you can't cook it on Yontif for 9 days around Shabbos? So why not say Hovel? Right? Unless you say Hovel is not a permit. It doesn't allow you to do it. It just means you don't get Malkus. But you're not allowed to. Deoraisa, you're not allowed to. You're not going to be allowed to do it. Right? It sounds that way. So it sounds like he's holding Hovel is not going to permit you. Although it's not so simple.
If you do it for Hovel, then it is permitted.
If you do it for Hovel, well, you can't do it for Hovel. Right? Okay, so... just unplug it. Just do it again. Okay. So if you're telling me that really you're allowed to, min haTorah, you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and the only reason why you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos is an issur d'rabbanan, right? Because maybe that's why you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, the cook lachem upanim, because of an issur d'rabbanan. He says, yeah, but the problem is in the mikdash, there is no issur d'rabbanan. He says, that there's no shvuses. Shvuses, which are the rabbanans to protect Shabbos, don't apply in the Beis HaMikdash. So am I in a dochas? You should be allowed to cook the bread on Yom Tov for Shabbos. If it's prohibited, they'll write so to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, I understand. Because you know that's why you're allowed to cook. But if you say it's only the rabbanan, then the Beis HaMikdash should be permitted. So the Gemara says, no. The olam tzorke Shabbos, Amir Rashi gestel. B'yantav ein bohem elam ishma shvas. Really, min haTorah, you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. And the only prohibition of cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos is the Rabbanan. With the kakash lecha, chalistru d'ein shvas mikdash. Aye. But you tell me there's no shvases in the mikdash, there's no the Rabbanans of Shabbos in the mikdash. It says, no, shvas karova, shal Yom Tov atzmo, shal osa Shabbos atzma, shal tshichal b'bayom b'mikdash yitiru. The only shvas which they permitted in the mikdash is one which is close, which is for this day, or for the very next day. But shvus rechoka, litcho shvus yantav zeh b'shvil Shabbos shniya, lo v'tir of mikdash. But to permit it because of next Shabbos, that derabbanan, that they never permitted. That they never permitted. So he's kind of saying what we are saying, but not quite. He's saying in terms of deoraisa, really, you're allowed to cook on yantav for Shabbos. For next Shabbos even. Deoraisa. But now there's an Isser D'Rabbanan that you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. And that Isser D'Rabbanan is going to be, is in the Mikdash should be allowed. It is allowed in the Mikdash, but only if it's the Mikdash for that day. But if it's the Mikdash for a week around, then the Rabbanan never stepped in and never permitted it. But on the D'Oraisa level, the punchline is, on the D'Oraisa level, so you're like cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, even to next Shabbos, is permitted. Right, it's permitted. Right? Which is a question on Rashi's way of learning that the reason why you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos is because they're one Kedusha. Because they're both, right? Because they're one Kedusha. It's not one long day anymore. Okay? And you don't have to say that. Okay, let's read a little bit further because there's another important Rashi which I think will help us. Okay? So it says, the Gemara says, so you're telling me the reason why it's permitted is because why it's prohibited to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos is because it's an issur d'rabbanan and the rabbanan didn't permit. That's the principle. The rabbanan didn't permit there. The rabbanans aren't permitted in the mikdash unless it's for that day, not for later. So there's Lo Shivgam Liel Damer Mishum Rishumi Yoven Hasagan Dochas Yom Tov and Dochas Yom Atzom Ma'ikal Meimar. But there's another sheet that holds that you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for next week's Shabbos. So how are you going to explain that? How does he? Well, what's his argument? So the Gemara says, "B'ha pligi, marasav shvus krova tiru, shvus chagel otiru, marasav shvus chagel nami tiru." So he says, "Machlokas is that very thing. Is that when the rabbanon permitted their shvuses in the base of mikdash, did they only do for the ones which are close by, which are needed for that day, or they even permitted ones which are for later?" Okay, so that's that itself is a point of machlokas. But look at this Rashi. It says, "Shvus ve'inoduchas yom tzom kipurim." Okay, so the thing is, you're not allowed to cook. Again, if Yom Kippur comes out on Friday, the thing is, you're not allowed to cook on that Friday for next week's Shabbos. Okay, for next week's Shabbos. In a dozo, and so we burn the afiyasa. The sur deraisa, because it's also deraisa to cook on Yom Kippur. The lo huter ba ochal nafesh, because there's no heter ba ochal nafesh on Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to cook for. It's only on Yom Tov, not on Yom Kippur. Aval Yom Tov huter ba ochal nafesh. But on Yom Tov, ochal nafesh is really permitted. And this is Ochal Nefesh. Even though this baking is not really for Yom Tov, it's for Shabbos next week around. It's a need for Shabbos. Shabbos is also Yom Tov. No, I know. Before Yom Tov was Shabbos, now Shabbos is Yom Tov. Hilkach be'alma is a shvusu, therefore it's only a shvusu. Mikdash lo gozer. And the mikdash is not gozer. Afagav derchokai. Even though it's far away. So now he's saying is that you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, because even though the heter is only for Yom Tov, but Yom Tov, Shabbos is also Yom Tov. So Shabbos is Yom Tov is Shabbos. Right? But he's not saying anymore, Chada Kedusha here, it doesn't sound like he's saying because they're one long day. Right? Uh-huh. It's not Yom Arichta. He didn't say Yom Arichta. It sounded like he was saying that. That means a long day. It's like one Kedusha. They're like one identity somehow. They're both called Shabbos. I don't know, Shabbos is called Yom Tov. I'm not really sure where Shabbos is called Yom Tov. Right, that's the problem. So he's now learning, but it's funny though. He's saying so it doesn't matter that it's one long day. It doesn't matter that it's one long day, right? It's not. It can't be. He's not saying because it's one long day. He's saying is that when you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, it's even for Shabbos way down the line. It's because Shabbos is like Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov are kind of the same. Right? You're kind of the same thing anyway. So therefore, you're allowed to. Okay? What? Yeah, Rashi just says, because Shabbos is also Yom Tov. He doesn't say it's called Yom Tov, but it's also Yom Tov. Look, it's a Yom Tov. I don't know, it's a good question. What does he mean?
Oh.
Entity, what's that? What does that mean? I mean, it's interesting that Gemara is not, it is mentioning this thing about long distance, but only vis-a-vis the Rabbanan. In terms of the Raisa, it seems like it just doesn't make any difference, the fact that there's a long gap in between them. In terms of the Rabbanan, they're kind of differentiating. That's a question, whether the Rabbanan permit you to violate the Thayer Surim if it's a little far away. But the Raisa, it seems it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference.
I have a question.
Oh, I think so. Okay, so let's look at Tosas. Okay, Tosas says, V'yomer tzorki Shabbos nasim yantav. Okay, there's a little part of this Tosas we're not going to 100% follow because we're not reading further in the Gemara, but I think for now let's leave it alone, okay? Because it's going to make things a little more complicated, and I just want to get the Tosas answer, okay? Because I think what Tosas is going to help us open up this thing a little bit. So it says, Temelari, my parach, this Tosas, V'yomer tzorki Shabbos nasim yantav. He's really attacking Rashi. My parach, v'rav chista lo polegale adurabba. Rav Chisda's not arguing on Rabbah. He's not allowing you to cook on Yantif to Shabbos. Ella shemati levashel be Yantif to Shabbos. He's just allowing you to cook from Yantif to Shabbos. Kemo shemati levashel b'beyom. Just like you're allowed to cook for that one day, for that day, for Yantif. The kedusha achasi, kedusha kuntras. Like Rashi says, because it's one kedusha. Right? That's why he's allowing you to do it. Aval b'kai gavna demaisi afilu b'beyom asura. Kedani sefer gavishtei lechem. Ubaha lo amar Rav Chisda shiasu b'yantif yoser me Rabbah. But here, see, this is it's a little tricky. Here he's saying is that you can't even do it on Yom Tov. Okay, let's leave the question out exactly. Okay, because we have to see the cases. But let's leave it out. V'ner l'ri. Let's see what the Ri's answer is. Okay, v'ner l'ri, the Hakli Pirusha. This is the way he explains the Gemara, the Layal. Tzorchei Shabbos nasim b'Yom Tov. Lav mishum d'kedush d'achas. The reason why you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov to Shabbos is not because kedush d'achas. He says, forget about that. Nothing to do with them being one kedusha. Eloki lomar, rather, how will shehi mitzvahs Shabbos? Right, since it's the mitzvah for Shabbos, it's a mitzvah of Shabbos. Im lo yasena biyantif, it's a mitzvah you have to set out the bread on Shabbos. You set them up on Shabbos for next week. Im lo yasena biyantif, shel lo yasena. So if you don't do it now on Yantif on Friday, you're not going to get a chance to do it. This is your chance. So therefore, chashiv k'mo ochel nefesh v'yantif. So therefore, it's considered like ochel nefesh v'yantif, because since Friday comes along, and now you have to do the mitzvah of setting up the bread on Shabbos. If you don't do them today, then you're gonna miss your chance. So therefore, it's considered like it's ochel nefesh of Friday of v'yantif, even though it's for a week down the line. But that's why it should be permitted. V'hashta parach shapir bishlev l'didi d'lo sharya v'yantif. According to me, Rabba, I say that the only thing that's permitted on Yantif is for Simchas Yantif, where its ikar is because of Simchas Yantif. He holds the only permit to cook on Yantif is because of Simchas Yantif. Then I understand, like a Simchas Yantif. Then here, there's no Simchas Yantif. You're cooking on the bread, baking the bread on Friday, has nothing to do with Simchas Yantif, right? I'm sorry. By when you're cooking on Yontif to Shabbos, that's not for Simchas Yontif. That's why Rabbah holds you're not allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, because the whole heter of cooking on Yontif is because of Simchas Yontif, the mitzvah of enjoying Yontif. So Yontif to Shabbos, that's not Simchas Yontif. It's not ikaro for Simchas Yontif. It's not, maybe it makes you happy on Yontif that you're cooking for Shabbos, but that's not essentially Simchas Yontif. He holds the permit is only to cook essentially that which is essentially for Simchas Yontif, for the food for Yontif. So just like cooking for Shabbos isn't for Simchas Yontif, cooking gavish te'alechem nami ain't ikaro le Simchas Yontif. The essence is not for Simchas Yontif, elu ikar mishum zevach, but it's really just because of the carbon. Right? It's just because of the carbon. So the whole thing is, it's not, Because not only that, Shnei Halachim is what you have as a karbon which comes on Yontif itself. Okay, there's a karbon of Shnei Halachim on Shavuos. And you're not allowed to bake their breads of Shnei Halachim. The Gemara says you're not allowed to bake those breads on Yontif, even though they're breads which are eaten on Yontif. But he says, but those breads are not for the purposes of Simchas Yontif. They're coming because the purpose is that the karbon of Shavuos needs the accompaniment of the breads. And he holds, Rabbah's the only heter to cook on Yontif is for Simchas Yontif proper. That which is essentially there for Simchas Yontif, for enjoying Yontif. But cooking for Shabbos isn't Simchas Yontif, and cooking B'Yashtei Lachem, which is a carbon, is also not for Simchas Yontif. So that's what he says. So therefore, I understand why you can't cook from Yontif till next Shabbos. Elalididach, but according to you, Rav Chista, the Amr Sarchei Shabbos Nazim Yontif, you hold that you're allowed to cook Shabbos' stuff on Yontif. The Choldover Shu Mitzvah, you hold you're allowed to cook even anything which is a mitzvah. Vitzarach Lasses Beyontif, and you that anything which you have to do on Yontif, Shein Lo Zman Acher, anything which has to be on Yontif and has no other time, like the breads, you have to cook them now because otherwise you're going to miss your chance. So Hacha Amai Lo Dach Yontif, then why is it not Dach Yontif? Then why are these breads not Dach Yontif? Okay, so again, what's he saying? He's saying is according, he's saying, this is what he tells us learning the Machlokas, is that what is permitted on Yontif? Is it permitted on Yontif only that which is essentially for Simchas Yontif? That's what Rabbah holds. So Rabbah holds, you're not allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook on Yontif for the Lechem Apanim, which are for next week's Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook even for a karbon of Yontif, because it's not essentially for Simchas Yontif. But Rav Chista holds that no, you're allowed to cook anything on Yontif which is a mitzvah and has to be done today. If it's a mitzvah and it has to be done today, then that's permitted. So therefore, let's say Shabbos Yontif is on Friday. So it's a mitzvah to cook for Shabbos. And when else is it going to be done? If you don't cook now, you're not going to have any food for Shabbos. So therefore, he holds it's permitted. Similarly, if you have to bake the Lechem Apanim, so it has to be, you have to set it up on Shabbos for next Shabbos. So what has to be done today, Friday. So you're allowed to bake it today. You should be allowed to bake it today. Right? Or similarly, the mitzvah of Shtei Halachim, which is baking the breads on Shavuos. So they have to be eaten today. So even though they're not essentially for Simchas Yontif, so what? Who cares? As long as they're they have to be done today. So that's Rav Chista's position. The Reitel's learning Rav Chista's position is that it's not only for Simchas Yontif, not only that which is essentially for Simchas Yontif, but anything which is a mitzvah and has to be done today on Yontif, you're allowed to do on Yontif. Whereas Rav is saying, no, only things which are actually for Simchas Yontif. Okay, so he's laying out the machlokas for us. Okay, so I think we should, before we deal with Rashi, this is what I want to do. I want to do try to explain to the machlokas according to Tosfos. Okay, and then go back. Because he really spells out. I mean, read over the Lashon Tosfos carefully, and I mean, he spells out what's going on, what the machlokas is. Okay? And the rest of Tosfos, he's getting into a further point, but you can leave that out. And it's the funniest formula. I mean, it's a funny formula, according to Rav Chista. It's, he's saying is that anything which is mitzvah and has to be done today. If you don't do it today, you're not going to be able to do it any time. So it's considered like Ochel Nefesh of Yontif. It's like Ochel Nefesh of Yontif. That's what Tosfos says. What do you mean it's like Ochel Nefesh of Yontif? What's that formula? I mean, that's the harder side. To say that it's only permitted for Simchas Yontif, that I understand. The whole permit of cooking on Yontif is for Simchas Yontif. But what's this other idea? That it's a mitzvah, and it has to be done today, and if you don't do it today, you're not going to get a chance, so therefore it's considered like Ochel Nefesh of Yontif. How does that work? What's the concept? I mean, it's machlokes about the deraisa, about what's permitted. So let's try to explain that. Try to explain that, and then hopefully we can try to work our way back to Rashi, how to see how Rashi's going to learn this machlokes. Right, how Rashi's going to learn this machlokes. Because Rashi's not getting as broad as Tosos. He's not saying is anything which is a mitzvah and has to be done, right? He's saying is it's because it's one kedusha. Saying it's because it's one kedusha, not just any mitzvah.